It is time to welcome in Rick Cantelli from Salisbury Bank. No matter what we have to do here at Robinhood Radio or what you might have to do at home as an individual or as a business, when you have a bank, you have tons more regulations and rules to have to follow. We wanted Rick to come on, and Rick offered to come on and talk a little bit about what Salisbury Bank is doing and it has to do. Good morning, Rick. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Marshall. Thanks for having me.
So like I was saying, you know, we have certain things that we have to do and other businesses have to do. But when you deal with banks, you not only have the Connecticut emergency regulations, but you have a lot of other different mandates that are really handed down to you how you have to operate your bank. So with the bank, I think it's a little bit different than most of the businesses in our area.
Well, it is. First of all, I really appreciate this service that you're providing for our community in terms of getting this information out. It's a good central place of information for everybody to pay attention and keep up to date as to what's happening. And fortunately, in this case, with all the regulations that banks have, we have always been required to have a emergency pandemic policy in place. It's the first time we've actually had to implement it. We've been testing it, and I think that puts us in a good place and a good foundation for dealing with this issue.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about has there been or do you anticipate disruption or change in the way you're operating and the way you're dealing with your services right now?
Yes, there is. We've made several changes really beginning last week. First, I just want to say that the banking industry is extremely strong and well-capitalized, and certainly Salisbury Bank and the other banks in your listening area are as well. So I think that's first and foremost and should bring some comfort to your listeners that we are well-capitalized and well-positioned to handle this pandemic. But last week, we started to take action in order to protect our employees and their health and their safety, and also to be able to ensure that we can continue to operate, we began to divide our departments into smaller teams, with some of those teams working remotely from home, some working in disparate locations from their normal location within the bank, but within different buildings or different floors of the bank. And then those people that remained in the department, we sort of separated them between every other or every two cubicles to try to stem any potential community spread amongst an entire department, because if we have an entire department go down, it would really negatively impact our ability to do business. We've also separated our senior management team in a similar fashion, and we are working in different buildings and different locations to ensure that should one of us fall ill, somebody else can pick up the ball and run with it. We also, last week, we had many staff members, as we do on any given week, especially this time of year, had many people traveling or out of the bank on vacation, and we put into place a 14-day furlough process for any employees that were traveling really anywhere, not just out of the country, but really anywhere by plane, train, or boat, or if they had been in some of the so-called hotspots locally. We've heard about New Rochelle and Pittsfield and that sort of thing, or if they had come in contact with a family member, if they or a family member could have possibly come in contact with somebody that was sick. So what we have done is asked them to stay home for 14 days, and then we are deciding on a case-by-case basis to have them come back into work once they've been symptom-free for a period of time. Generally, we took some pretty conservative positions there, but everything that we've done was intended to keep our staff safe and be able to continue to run the bank and ensure we'll be able to take care of our customers. And then most recently, really effective this morning, we've closed our lobbies in all of our branches. Our drive-up windows will remain open, and all of our ATMs, our electronic banking services, our telephone banking, our digital services, as well as the old-school night deposit box are ways our customers can bank with us without coming into our lobbies. On our website, there is contact information for each manager of each branch, because we know we won't not every customer can bank in the way I just described. So we will bank by appointment for those businesses or customers that need to actually come in and meet with one of our employees or make a wire transfer or something they have to come in the bank to do. Two of our branches in Salisbury and in Poughkeepsie don't have drive-up windows, but they have all the other services that we mentioned, and there are other branches in close proximity that have drive-ups. We have begun reaching out to those customers most affected, and we're actually calling them and scheduling banking by appointment so that we don't end up with a number of employees congregating in our lobbies at the same time. So the bank is open. We're open for business. All those other opportunities to bank without coming in the lobby, and if none of those work, please call the number on our website, and we will let you in and take care of whatever it is that you need to have done. So those are the primary changes that we've made up to date.
And it's interesting because not only do you have to keep your customers safe, but the additional aspect of is keeping your employees safe at the same time.
Yes, if our employees fall ill, we won't be able to take care of our customers. So it is both the stakeholders obviously are extremely important to us, and we need to be there for our customers in this difficult time.
You know, it's interesting. If this had happened 20 years ago without drive-up tellers and without e-banking and everything, it would have been a whole different situation. So it looks like our financial system, as best as it can be, really has been prepared for this, so people can still have money, they can still withdraw money, they can still deposit money, they can still go about their normal banking activities and know that their money's secure.
That's correct. That is correct. And then, obviously, we've been getting some calls with concerns relative to, is their money safe? And all the FDIC rules apply. Again, if anybody has any concerns, please call their local personal banker in their branch that they do business with, and we can walk them through how they can rename accounts and title accounts should they have concerns about the FDIC insurance.
And, you know, as businesses operate in this area, like ours and like every other business, retail businesses, restaurants and everything like this, I think the things that you put into effect help them deal with this at a pretty rough time. I mean, making your customers and your residential customers and your business customers feel safe about their money, I think, is a big load off their mind with all the other things they have to worry about their own business.
Yes, and we are, you know, we're really being proactive there. And I guess sort of the biggest concern for our customers and for us, and we working through this very diligently, is we've certainly been fielding many calls from customers that have been negatively impacted by not able to be able to go to work on their own and may not get a paycheck and may not be able to pay their mortgage payment. We have set up a phone number for both individuals and businesses who may be struggling through this process, or at least planning ahead, obviously dependent on how long we are all dealing with this. I think certainly if we can get through this in fairly quick order, 2, 3, 4 months, most people can get through that period of time, which is why I certainly think we're taking a proactive approach, and hopefully our entire nation takes a proactive approach so we can get through this quicker. But we should know that we're here. We are doing all kinds of things to help our customers through it. People that have been affected, we're certainly not charging late charges. We're temporary defer payments and allow them to put the payments on the end of their loan. We're reducing interest rates where possible. We're rebating overdraft fees, again, where we can. So it takes, every situation is different, so it takes a conversation often, but we have, and we're continuing to refine this. We put a process in place and the number on our website to call, and obviously our loan officers are reaching out to their customers to address the situation as proactively as we can. And we are put systems into place to reduce much of the red tape that would normally be associated with this type of activity to effectively and quickly and efficiently help help those customers through it.
We are speaking with Rick Cantelli, Salisbury Bank, and you have done a great job so far, I know, in getting the information out to, I know, the media, and also, I think, to private individuals. Your advice for people who are listening right now to stay up with the bank, I guess, is pretty simple. Your website, you want to go over the address on the website?
Yes, it's www.salisburybank, all one word, .com. And then right on the home page, there's a banner. It's a maroon banner. If you click on that, it takes you to a page that says coronavirus update, and we put the date of the date and the time of the last update. So I'm looking at it now, and we've updated this as of yesterday at 4 p.m. And there's tabs, five tabs there. The steps we are taking, which we just discussed, your banking options that we also discussed, we can get people set up with electronic banking and so forth. Scam alerts, because unfortunately, in times like this, while we're distracted and not focused on it, the bad guys come out and we put some scam alerts out there. We have a resource page where people can go and get information directly from the CDC and our local departments, local and state departments of health. And then we have a tab, Customers Facing Financial Hardship, which describes gives a number and describes who to call if they're having financial difficulties. So it's all right there at www.salisburybank.com.
And, of course, if someone is not computer compliant, they can always call the bank and get that information from somebody at the bank.
That's exactly right.
Rick, thanks for joining us. Keep up the great work in keeping us informed. That's a great thing about living in a community that has a hometown bank. It's a little bit different than dealing with the big mega banks that are on the periphery of what we do. So keep up the good work, and it's great to have a community bank like Salisbury Bank around.
Well, thank you, Marshall, and thank you for all the good work you're doing, too.
All right, Rick, take care.
Thanks. Bye.
Rick Cantelli, Salisbury Bank and Trust. Once again, you can contact them on their website, salisburybank.com.